Hello, everybody. This is Miss Carol. I'm about to read a News World article written by Brian for the Pasadena Memorial Post. And the article is dated Friday, August 3rd, 2018, in the AM. And Brian has drawn a picture to go with his article. I'll explain the picture as best as I can, but I don't really understand it. It's the face of a cat, and it's a square shape, and has a serious look on his face, and this cat is thinking about another cat that's holding something. So let me read the article to you. So I'm starting now. Here we go. Back in 2010, Google turned down the chance to launch a Chinese search engine. Today, they say they might give it another go. The issue is that China wants them to adhere to their strict censorship laws. That means no human rights searches, nothing about democracy, religion, or peaceful protest. The programmers at Google have already shown an Android version to the Chinese government. Right now, the Google website is blocked by what the Chinese call the Great Firewall. Right now, there are a couple of Google apps available, like Google Translate and Files Go. Google says they have made significant investments in the Chinese market. If this new joint venture comes together, that will mean Google has a tighter grip on world domination. Is there any company on earth who can match them? Maybe we can. And that is signed Brian. So, my goodness, this is what I think about this. Well, this is all news to me. I had no idea Google was working with China to launch a search engine. And I am not really a computer person. I don't know much at all. So this kind of knowledge is just so far beyond what I know. So I really don't know what I think about it. If Google succeeds, that will open up a big market for them, and I'm sure they would be very happy about that. And I tell you one thing I know, in reading this article, I found it's hard to say Google several times in a row. You try it. Google, Google, Google. It's hard to do. Can you do it? Try it. Okay, that's all for now. Bye-bye.